Okay, so Simon Chav. It's a nice year. The kids are brought down that anywhere where any time a yachid, if a yachid would make a mistake, they would have to stay over Shemana Esrei. So too by Shatz, by Chazar Zetzvil, if he was Ta, he's Chazim Spal. Chutz, except by Shachris, or Rish Chazish Cholomayit, if he forgot and did not say Yalv Yavay, and they didn't remember until they finished the Tefillah, Eim Achzir Esrei. We don't make him do it over because of Terech Hatziba. The Ramah adds also, he says, Yesharim Dim Tov, Shachris, Shal Shabbos, V'yontif. Same halach will be if you made a mistake by Shachris or Shabbos in Yontif, that will have a din that once he finishes it, if he finished it and then no one realized while he was davening, so then he does not need to repeat it over. We mentioned that there's a truth from the Artzvi, and if let's say he does remember, Artzvi was talking about a case where Uvda hab b'chol moed sukkis, basic neses kol harena, shachazin tov leiski yalvi yavi b'chazor shas shachas, forgot to say yalvi yavi, and he remembered by Sim Sholem after Nesis Kapayim, so he had to go back to Ritzei. So they asked, do the Koyanim need to Duchen again or not? So he comes out over there, he says, Ve'yishavte answered, She'en l'koyinim lachas v'lisa kapayim she'en is lo'yisa tziba. They don't have to Duchen again a second time for that tziba. And he goes on bringing down different interesting nekudas negeya to Bechus Koyinim. It's in Chedek Aleph Siman Samach Aleph. And negeya this psak, the Badei Shulchan, Rabbi Mechaim, no, also, in Simchav Gimel, Ois Mem Zayin, also, Paschas like this, and he adds on that, but the Chazan, even though they're not Duchening, but the Chazan should say, Lakeinu Vakeyav Seinu Barcheinu, because part of the Seidat Tefillah. The Eish Avram is Cholik, the Eish Avram in Butchach, in Simchav Chavav, he's Cholik, he holds the Chazan should say Berchus Koyinim the second time. And also he points out that the Kaal should say Moedim second time. But I guess the Artzvi and the Badei Shulchan went later, so the Shevet Levi discusses, let's say the Chazan forgot to say Kedusha. Right? He just started right away, Atu Kadosh, and he skipped Kedusha. So there's an Eretz V, he quotes a Chuvas Eretz V, that wanted to say that Eretz V was Mesupik. That you would have to go back because of Kedusha. And the Svar of the Eretz V is that one of the reasons we spoke out earlier, one of the reasons why we do Chazar Sashatz is for Kedusha. Right? Even though we're not being Moitzi anyone nowadays, so why do we do Chazar Shatz? So we spoke out from the Paiskim that it's the purpose of Chazar Shatz is just for Kedusha. So if you forget to say Kedusha, you're missing out on Chazar Shatz, of course you go back. However, the Sheva Levi himself says two truths in Chedek Zayin, Simen Tes Vavos Beis, then Chedek Tes, Simen Kuf Lamed Daled. He's more to the tzad that if you do not go back. Fine. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph. Chayiv al Adam loy me kedusha metziba. There's a chiv on a person to say kedusha with the tziba. Megam amen shel acha kel hakadosh. The amen after kel hakadosh shel acha shemay tefila. Who gam ken chiv kemay kedusha. It's also a chiv like kedusha. Chena kadeshim shoyim hashatz. Chivu la'anis aleim. He has a chiv to answer to them. Achim b'moidim who chiv l'shchoyz amatziba, to bend over with the tziba. That's what we once mentioned. The name of your dam is Shmon Esrei. So if you're holding in the middle of a bracha, you should bend a little with the tziba. If you're holding at the end of a bracha, the beginning of a bracha, then you don't bend because you're not being moistif on the bendings. But the chayin in this achal over the miskenes, someone comes late to shul, ba'ivin sheni yochel espalam tziba in a way that he will not be able to dam Shmon Esrei with the tziba. V'muchrach espalam b'yichid, he's going to have to dam by himself. If ain't a shah iveres, tzarech l'shkiach shle espal Shmon Esrei. If he's not going to miss out on the service man tefillah, so then he should be careful not to start Shmon Esrei at a time when he's going to lose out on one of these, answering one of these things. If he already heard Kedusha or Baruch Hu, or he knows he'll hear it later, he'll be able to go to hear it somewhere else, so then he doesn't have to wait. But if he's in the end of missing out on it, so then he should wait. Al yamtin ad sheyanav achach yisbal Shmon Esrei. Should wait, and then dam Shmon Esrei. Now you have to go back to the simon that we learned about Havsaka, is how long you have to wait, and like he points out here, says al yamtin megal yisrael tefilas Shmon Esrei. Over there you shouldn't wait at all. That's tzarech lahaspach gula tefila. However, again, if you wait too long, it could run into a problem over there also. So you're going to have to like space it out, like stop, wait, to get the Kedusha, and then Dam Shmon Esrei yourself. The question is, what about people that did not come late? They're davening with the Tziba, but they know they're davening along Shmon Esrei, and they're going to miss Kedusha. So the Mishbrur in the Bi'alacha Simukuftes, he says, Nistapakti. He's misoping him. Miderech tivoy laharech betfila. If his derech hateva is to be marech atfila, v'eni yochel seim al kedusha, in muta la'aschel. Is it muta for him to start? However, he says, Aval im maschel b'shove, efshad kivin da'ata chalala v'chiv l'spal b'tziba. He says, however, if you're starting with the tziba, he says, b'shava, other paiskim say, even if it's not b'shava, but as long as you're still able to mekayim tefila b'tziba, so now there's a chiv of tefila b'tziba, chiv anis hakedusha. So he says, so it could be, then there's no problem. Tarach HaShulchan in Simkuf Tesef Hei says, v'hinei l'fi mashin z'bayi, the kedusha doicha tefila b'tziba, kedusha is more important. Im ken oisam ne'adam ha'marichem b'tefila Shmon Esrei, ba'ifen sh'afil yaschilu em ha'tziba, lo yisayim ha'kaidim kedusha, eich matzu yideim ragleim. V'zeo neged ha'gemara. V'oilem l'hamten arach ha'kedusha, d'shaft way until of the kedusha. However, me'oilem l'shamanu v'l'reinu mishi askim. We don't find people that do that. In fact, we have many gedolei olam that are ma'arich in tefila arach ha'kedusha. So he says, "V'ulai shemipnei zeh aminig broiv tefus Yisrael lahamten al harav b'chazor hashat kidei shlo yichashal b'zeh." That's why we wait for the rav, because we assume that when the rav finishes, that's when most people will be finished. Olam ein zeh maspik. V'nirali shezeh le'am rechazal ba'adam sheni ma'arich b'tefila shabu acha. The person who came late, so on him there's this din that he has to wait to answer to Kedusha before he starts. So that seems to be the mahalach that the bison go with, that there's a chiluk between the person who came late, the person who's starting with the tziba. About if someone starts with the chazan, so they say kedush with the chazan. Okay, just one more halacha. Yachid oimim v'tvil Shmon Esrei, och shomsayim mechayim meisim, oimim ha'tziba kedush is valetzin, ha'kedush is yeta. Right, so we just said if he's davening with the chazan, or he started himself and he's up to mechayim esim when the tzipa is saying kedusha, So he says Kedusha with the Tziba. Let's say when he finishes Mechayim Mason, the Tziba is saying the Kedusha of Yetzar or Volatziyain. Eino Eime Maim Kedusha. If he's saying a Kedusha Shavis, it's different Kedushas. Aval Eime Tziba Eime Kedushas Musiv, Abishu Mesbal Shachris. Oina Imaim Kodesh Vechulu. Mechayim Beipach, the Kedusha Shachris, Kedushas Musiv, Shavis Sein. Unless he davens Nusach Svard, and Musaf is Keser. So then it could be, even though you answer him by Kaddish, but it could be, this is Svard say, maybe it's a different type of Kedusha. He can't wear tefillin, right? If he's, let's say he's davening Shachris, he's wearing tefillin, he can't say it with tefillin. But Akoponim, find that Simichov. And Yetz Shem will start tomorrow, Simichov Aleph.
These same demons all apply to the Akkadish Shemitah.